So, question, does God permit divorce? Touchy subject. Many churches treat divorce as an unforgivable sin, believing that once divorced, you can't remarry. But what does God's Word have to say? Hi, I'm Bernie Dimet, and welcome again to Fresh. For me, this isn't a theoretical question. I became a Christian when my first wife left me for another man. 3 years later, I met the beautiful woman who's now my wife, Jackie. At the time, as still remains true today, the most important thing for me was to honour God above all things, even above my desire to marry Jackie. So question, in that instance, was remarriage biblical or not? 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 15. But if the husband or wife who is not a believer decides to leave, let them leave. When this happens, the brother or sister in Christ is free. God chose you to have a life of peace. Quite literally, in that instance, the one left behind is no longer bound. In other words, that one is free to remarry. But the one who committed adultery in the first place, even if they do remarry, will still sadly be an adulterer, a tragedy of epic proportions. But listen to me, God is a God of mercy and of grace. Divorce and adultery are not unforgivable sins, far from it. Jesus died on that cross so that anyone who puts their faith in him can be completely forgiven. He shed his blood to wash us clean. So if you or someone you love finds themselves in this messy, painful place, remember this, the blood of Christ cleanses us from all sin. Put your trust in Jesus. That's God's Word, fresh for you today. The love of God is so deep, so wide, so true, so faithful that he heals us from all our hurts and our sin. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.